Welcome to Price It Right, Goldilocks Guide to Pricing, where we find the pricing sweet spot that's just right for your offerings. I'm Sharon, your financial navigator in the vast sea of numbers, guiding you through the nuanced world of pricing strategies. Remember, as Warren Buffett famously said, the single most important decision in evaluating a business is pricing power. Before we dive in, I want to stress that pricing strategy is not about how much you're charging in numbers, but about your brand's position in the marketplace. Pricing isn't just about covering costs and making a profit. It's about signaling value, positioning your brand, and most importantly, affecting your bottom line. It's a delicate balance. You price too high and you scare customers away. You price too low and you leave money on the table, or worse, cheapen your brand's perceived value. Pricing isn't just a figure on a tag. It's a direct reflection of your brand's value, positioning, and promise to your customers, whether you're positioning your offerings at the high end or the low end of the market. Your pricing strategy speaks volume about what your brand stands for. Let's delve into how premium brands use pricing as a tool to reinforce their market positioning, and then contrast that with how value-focused brands operate. Premium brands often employ a high price strategy to signal exceptional quality, exclusivity, and prestige. A hallmark of premium branding is the reluctance to discount. This approach is rooted in the belief that discounts can dilute the brand's perceived value and exclusivity. For instance, Apple consistently prices its products at the premium end of the market. This strategy not only reflects the perceived quality and innovation of its products, but it also reinforces Apple's status as a luxury technology brand. Discounts are rare and they're carefully managed, preserving the brand's premium image. Then there's Rolex, the iconic watchmaker. It exemplifies premium pricing strategy. Rolex watches are symbols of status and craftsmanship with prices that reflect this positioning. The brand rarely, if ever, discounts its watches, maintaining an image of exclusivity and desirability. Now, on the other hand of the spectrum, value-focused brands use competitive pricing strategies to attract price-sensitive customers looking for quality at an affordable price. These brands often emphasize value, efficiency, and savings in their marketing and branding efforts. For example, Walmart positions itself as a leader in low pricing, aiming to offer customers quality products at the lowest possible prices. This strategy is central to Walmart's brand promise of helping customers save money and live better. IKEA offers stylish functional furniture at low prices. Its pricing strategy is integral to its brand promise of providing good design and function at prices so low that as many people as possible will be able to afford them. Your pricing strategy should align with your overall marketing positioning. Whether you're aiming for a premium or a value-focused position, your prices send a strong message to the market about who you are as a brand and who your products are for. Now, one size doesn't fit all in the world of pricing. Whether you're dealing with physical products, services, digital downloads, or high-margin revenue streams, each requires a tailored approach. A well-thought-out pricing strategy considers market demand, competitor pricing, and your unique value proposition. So let's dive in more so that you can better understand market position relative to competitors. In the grand chess game of business, knowing your position on the board isn't just about understanding your strengths and weaknesses. It's about knowing who your opponents are, especially those eyeing the same corner of the market as you. Whether you're playing in the high-end luxury space or offering value-packed solutions for the budget conscious, the key to winning is knowing not just who you're up against, but how you stack up against them. So let's break it down. Imagine the market as this spectrum. On one end, you have the high-end luxury segment where the motto is quality over quantity. Here, customers aren't just buying a product or service, they're buying an experience, a status symbol, and they're willing to pay a premium for it. The competition in this segment isn't just about who has the better offering, but it's about who can provide the most value and exclusivity. On the other end, you have the low-end, value-focused segment. The battle here is fought over price, efficiency, and accessibility. Customers in this segment are looking for the best deal, the most bang for their buck. Competing here means understanding how to deliver quality at a competitive price point, making your offering the no-brainer choice for budget-conscious consumers. So how do you figure out where you stand? Well, you can start off by first taking a close look at your competitors targeting the same segment as you. What are their strengths, their weaknesses? How do their offerings compare to yours in terms of price, quality, and value? But here's where it gets interesting. It's not just about matching or slightly outdoing your competitors. It's about differentiation. How can you stand out? Maybe it's unparalleled customer service, an innovative feature, or a brand story that resonates on a deeper level with your target market. Once you have a clear understanding of your competitive landscape, it's now time to refine your positioning. If you're in the high-end segment, consider how you can enhance the perceived value of your offering. Can you add a service that elevates the customer experience, or perhaps partner with other luxury brands across promotions? If you're competing in the low-end segment, think about efficiencies in your production or service delivery that can cut costs without compromising quality. Or explore how you can streamline the customer's purchasing journey, making it easier and faster for them to choose you over the competition. It's straightforward. Your pricing strategy directly impacts your profitability. But here's the catch. It's not just about marking up costs. Understanding the value you offer and how customers perceive this value is crucial. Remember, value is in the wallet of the beholder. Now, there are some differences in pricing models. Your brand's mix of products and services will also come into play in pricing. First, with physical products, you'll be looking at cost plus pricing. That could be a good start, but don't forget to factor in perceived value. When it comes to services, your expertise isn't a commodity. Price based on the value and transformation you provide, not just the time spent. Then when it comes to digital products with minimal fulfillment costs, pricing should focus on the value of the content or software. High margins here could be a game changer. And then there's high profit margin streams. Incorporate at least one high margin offer, like an exclusive membership or premium services, and that can significantly boost your revenue without proportionally increasing costs. I want to move now on to looking at psychological pricing. The topic of ending prices with specific numbers, for example, 00 or 99 or 97, is fascinating, and it's been explored in various research studies within the fields of marketing and behavioral economics. The strategy behind these pricing endings is tied to psychological pricing, a marketing approach that leverages psychology to make a price more appealing. The practice of ending prices with 99 or 97, known as charm pricing, relies on the left digit effect. The phenomenon suggests that consumers perceive the price to be lower than it actually is because their attention is focused on the first leftmost digit. For example, a price of $4.99 is often perceived to be closer to $4 than to $5, even though it's just 1 cent shy of $5. This is because consumers tend to round down to the nearest left digit, making the item appear cheaper. Research supports the effectiveness of charm pricing in increasing sales. A study published in the Journal of Consumer Research found that prices ending in 99 tend to outperform those ending in 00 because they give the impression of a bargain or a deal. Similarly, prices ending in 97, often used by retailers like Costco or Walmart, are perceived as special offers or discounts, potentially because they appear less conventional than 99 endings and suggest a larger price reduction. On the other hand, ending prices with 00, often referred to as prestige pricing, is typically used for higher-end products or services. This pricing strategy aligns with the perception of quality and luxury. Research suggests that consumers associate round number pricing with higher quality items. Therefore, for products or services positioned as premium or luxury, ending prices with 00 can reinforce the brand's image and appeal to consumers looking for quality over discounts. Does this really matter? Well, yes. The choice of price endings does matter, and it should align with the brand's positioning and the psychological expectations of its target market. For mass market or discount retailers targeting price-sensitive consumers, prime pricing ending in 99 or 97 can be more effective in signaling value in deals. And then for premium brands or products where quality perception is paramount, prestige branding ending in 00 and help reinforce the product's high-end positioning. You want to keep it simple. Behavioral economic studies have also shown that consumers dislike complex pricing and prefer simplicity when making purchasing decisions. This preference further supports the use of psychological pricing strategies to make prices seem more attractive or straightforward. However, it's essential for businesses to test different pricing strategies within their specific market context to determine what works best for their products and target audience. So here are a few tips on pricing right. First, understand your market and customer base. Next, regularly review and adjust prices based on feedback and market conditions. And finally, consider psychological pricing. Ending prices in 99 or 97 can influence purchasing decisions, suggesting a deal or discount. You want to avoid decision paralysis with consumers. Studies have shown that too many choices can overwhelm consumers, leading to something called decision paralysis. Simplify your offerings to make choosing easier. Moreover, consumers tend to gravitate towards the middle option when presented with multiple tiers. You can use this to your advantage by positioning your preferred option as the middle choice. Consider creating tiered options to guide customers towards your target option. For instance, offering a digital book at $19, physical copy at $49, and a bundle offering both for $49 not only adds value, but it encourages customers towards the higher priced option, maximizing your sales potential. Now it's your turn. Dive into the accompanying worksheet to apply these principles to your business. Examine your current pricing, evaluate how it aligns with your value proposition, and brainstorm ways to optimize your offerings for profitability and market competitiveness. And if you have a team, you may want to bring them in for these exercises. Remember, it's not enough to do the homework. You'll also want to plan to take action. So here's to better pricing on your way to money mastery.